Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Welcome to WFHR's morning show. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. We're above zero.
General celebration all around.
Oh, the term warm means something very different right now, but I'm looking at 9 degrees outside, and I've never been happier to see the number 9. I've never...
I know, right? But those darn winds, you have to still slap a negative right in front of that 9. It does feel like 9 below with the wind chill right now. But either way, huge improvement from what we went through. And now we are finally climbing out of it. So good news all around. Breezy today still. Highs will reach 20 degrees. So with the winds, it'll still probably feel like the single digits. But cloudy out there, some light scattered flurries on and off throughout the afternoon. We could see a few more scattered snow showers this evening, which could put down about a trace or so. Otherwise, all of the clouds clearing out of here overnight tonight. We fall to around 0 degrees. And for tomorrow, it's a little chilly. Highs in around 10 degrees. Then we'll climb to near 20 again for Friday. But a beautiful, bright, sunny end to the week after a little bit of snow today.
Wow.
Not bad.
That doesn't sound
bad.
Too bad, you know? Yeah, and had you given us that forecast a month ago, we'd been like, "Brr, Brittany, woo, get out of here." Right. Now we're like, "Hey, yay.
We will take it. We will settle. We will settle when it comes to weather, and we are happy with it." Brittany, is this the last time you're joining us this week?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm actually going to Florida, where they got more snowfall yesterday than pretty much a lot of our areas have seen all season. So,
Brittany,
I'm... So not a snowbird, just a snow chaser, huh, Brittany?
Right.
There you go. Enjoy yourself. Safe travels. We're looking forward to hanging out with you again real soon.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot joining us. We're looking forward to hanging out with her again real soon. We're looking forward to hanging out with you for the next couple of hours, everybody. We got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. We will get into what is the most trusted profession. We will get into that one. We've also got a fun one about it being National Hot Sauce Day. What is each state's favorite type of hot sauce?
Oh, that's a good one.
Coming up, we will also talk to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Wicked Awesome.
We got all that coming up. We will get into some entertainment news. We have America's favorite TV shows of and movies of 2024. We'll go over that. Netflix are knuckleheads again. And we've got some local theater to talk about. Melissa and I love talking local theater. We'll do that in a little bit.
Excellent.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, we will also have the 10 most unusual 911 calls of 2024.
Oh, boy.
We'll see how we can dance around that one and see how safe we can make it for radio. We'll get into all that. But right here, an interesting one, and this is goes against everything my father has ever taught me. If you want to sit in your car and listen to us a little bit longer, we're not complaining, but you don't necessarily have to. The headline for this article is, "You don't need to warm up your car in cold weather."
Ah, yes, the eternal argument.
All the cold weather across the U.S. has the topic trending, and you don't actually need to let your car warm up, according to experts. Years ago, it was a good idea when the temperature dipped. Old-fashioned carburetor engines had to warm up, or they could stall. But unless you've got a classic car or a bit of an older car, there's no need to anymore. Carburetor engines got phased out in the early 90s, and modern cars with fuel injectors warm up really fast, like 5 seconds, according to AAA. The only reason to let newer cars warm up is for comfort. If you need to crack the heater and let the windows defrost, go for it. Those sorts of things.
Yeah, being able to see is a safety thing.
It seems
like
it.
Being warm is just a comfort thing.
I am no driving expert, but vision does feel like a key part of the whole process.
It should matter. It should.
So other than all that, it just wastes gas and causes more wear and tear on your engine.
Yeah.
But this is something I don't believe this is common knowledge. I would actually say it's the other way around still in a lot of culture.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's just been a common thing. Like, well, you got to warm your vehicle up. And when you think about it, it's like all of those fluids going through a very cold engine and a very cold, functioning car. You think, yeah, sure, it needs to warm up. I had a car mechanic teacher actually tell me, no, just start out slow. Start it up, let it run for, what, 5-10 seconds, and then don't hit the gas and go gangbusters, you know?
Yeah.
Just start out easy. That's the best way to warm up your car.
Does this...
It's kind of the same as we've learning with people and exercising.
Right, right. Does this eliminate the awkwardness of starting your car in the winter and then, like, you know, having to wait a little bit before, you know, like, you say goodbye and then you go warm your car up and it's not warm enough yet, so you can't leave yet, so you got to come back in. And I feel like I guess it eliminates that a little bit. That's a positive.
It changes our Midwest goodbye. What? No.
Ah, yeah. That's
can't do that.
It's a little awkward. It's a little weird. which is weird because the Midwest goodbye is a little awkward, so it adds to it a little.
You know.
That's interesting, though. I wonder how much this is going to be like become more and more common as we go forward.
If gas prices go up, it's definitely going to be something that we can say, you know, yeah, you don't need to warm your car up. Don't need to waste gas. No. Save it because you're going to want to.
I can't predict many things in this world, but I feel very comfortable saying the gas prices will rise and then they will come down again and then they will rise and then they will come down again. That's my prediction for 2025.
Good one, James. Thank you. And that coincides a little bit, at least, with the upcoming increases that Gas Buddy is predicting,
yeah.
Which they are the gas experts, in my opinion. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And that's seasonal. You know, that always happens this time of year. So it's nothing to be surprised about.
Of all the arts, Melissa, you're singing, musicians, that's always been one that I've probably admired maybe the most, just as somebody who can't do those things, really. I find next to that, you know, artists, painters, you know, all these things. But a forgotten group to me, and one that I admire very much, is photographers. I think a good photographer, and Annie Leibovitz, these type of people that can frame a photo and tell you a story with it.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of admired. Nowadays, with our phones, all of us are amateur photographers. With that being said, I'm curious to know what you, the audience, think of this one. And if you were a photographer, if you would make an attempt like this, a photographer and a model broke their own Guinness World Records with the help from a diving expert by conducting a photo shoot at a depth of 163.38 feet under 1,000 feet underwater off the Florida coast.
Oh, wow.
Canadians Steve Hannington and Sierra Antokoski, with the help of U.S. diving and safety expert Wayne Fryman, originally set the record for the deepest underwater model photo shoot at a depth of 21 feet back in 2021. They went 163 this time.
Yeah, 163 feet is quite a bit more than 21.
That's incredible. They underwent months of technical training, gas blending, and decomposition practice so that they could break this record. And they did it off of the Hydro Atlantic shipwreck off the coast of Boca Raton.
Wow.
Beautiful place from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Hanning snapped photos while Antokoski served as the model at a depth of 163.38 feet.
Wow.
And the photos are amazing. Like what I can see of these in the video and what little bit I've seen online and everything, they are pretty cool.
It's an interesting medium to take photos underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that we have the technology that allows us to do that is really also really cool.
There is something haunting but beautiful about some of these photos. There's one with her next to the shipwreck, where mm-hmm. she's got her arm stretched out on the bow. That's just art. It's really good. It's really well done.
And being able to do that, to pose underwater. I mean, they obviously had oxygen down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And because I haven't gotten to see the photos yet, the video's playing, mm-hmm. but they're not all the way to the actual photos yet. Just kind of going through the photo shoot itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's in a kind of a white flowy dress.
Yeah.
So they can get that, you know, like artistically draped in the water and. Mm-hmm. Cool. I can't wait to see the actual photos.
Yeah, it's really, it's just art. It's just beautiful mm-hmm. art. Really well done. I love the idea of them training for this, too. That seems like a
smart.
Shows. Yeah, yes, definitely. Definitely. First and foremost, smart. Yeah. It shows the dedication to the craft, to wanting to make this right, to do this, even, to mm-hmm. attempt this. And it also sets the bar, because good luck coming, topping that one. That's the...
Right.
Man. It is some really cool photos. Again, if you would like to look at this up online, model photo shoot underwater, you know, photo things like that. I've typed in a whole bunch of different ones and they popped up. So should be able to find it.
It's on UPI.com.
Yeah, you can find it right there, everybody. For now, we will take a quick time out. We'll come back with doing some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Buy local, support local. Support our friends over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We appreciate you doing so. And if you go over to their Facebook page, you just type into your search bar, El Cafe. It should pop right up. They got a great post on there talking about this time of year and it being really tough on smaller businesses. And, you know, they understand that money can be a little bit tighter this year, but there is ways that you can help out without spending that single penny.
Yeah.
You share that you share their posts on your websites, your Facebook pages, and everything. Mm-hmm. You can invite friends to like their page as well. That's another way to do it. And certainly promoting them, commenting on their pages and leaving good comments and everything are another great way of doing that. There's a lot of ways to promote and support local. We encourage you to do that.
Yeah. And like you said, James, just even putting a comment on their page, it helps boost their posts in the algorithm. I don't know how all that stuff works.
Yeah,
I really don't.
No, it really does, though. For every comment you leave, like, share, whatever, it pops up and it adds to their algorithm, you know, them popping up more and more. The more action they get, the more that this happens.
And certainly sharing the posts or inviting friends to like El Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very easy way to help out, and it feels good too to be able to do. I encourage
you
to
go
do that.
To their page and watch them assemble a death by chocolate pie.
Oh God, yeah.
Who doesn't want to see that? Because now I'm and obviously a lot of people liked it because when I went there yesterday to get pie for our staff meeting, there was no death by chocolate because it was all gone.
Oh, that's rough. That was so rough, but it was really nice of you to do that. Thank you for doing that, Melissa.
And the pie was delicious.
Yeah, they don't make anything bad over there. I'm just going to say it. They don't. Everything's great. Go check it out yourself. One of the more unique and fun menus and just some of the best people you're going to meet. Go ahead and check out and join our friends over at El Cafe today. And we encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And I believe you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
I thought so. I thought they could. go ahead, call up, join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you.
Let's take a look at our list today. We got two possible qualifiers. Need a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
All right. We get right into it. And first up, we get to wish a very happy birthday to a very good friend of ours in our communities, Joel Goodness.
Oh, happy birthday, Joel.
Joel has not only entertained all of Wisconsin, but really all of the world. This man has performed everywhere from Broadway to Star Trek. He has done commercials, both local and worldwide. Joel is one of my favorite people I've ever worked with in any industry. Anything. I love working with Joel, love talking with Joel. And so much so that we brought him on Director's Playhouse a couple of times in our actor spotlight that we've done. And Joel has given us some insight and some wonderful stories. Some on air, some off air. but one of the most charismatic people you will ever meet as well. Like, just genuinely, organically, naturally.
Oh, he's a fun guy.
Yeah, just love him. Enjoy your day, sir. Enjoy your day, Joel. And we wish a very happy birthday to John Hillstead.
Happy birthday, John.
John is our qualifier. He is a retired educator from the Wisconsin Rapids Area Schools. We appreciate
his
work in our area for our kids and our futures. And we appreciate you getting us this name, everybody, so we can get John our qualifying.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Congrats. John, I encourage you to brag to all your former students.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Ben Moody is 44, former Evanescence guitarist.
Okay.
I don't know much about Evanescence. I know a
little. Evanescence, you
mean? Evanescence, thank you. Evanescence. Okay. Okay. Evanescence, yeah. See, that's how little I know. That's a
Amy Lee is the lead singer of that group, and she is fantastic.
She really is. I know that much. I know she is a great singer, and that's about all I knew of the band. But I see the name Ben Moody, and it just seems to fit for that band. It seems like a great name for their guitarist for the band.
Yeah, they definitely have a moody mood. Hmm.
Olivia Diablo is 56, Fred Savage's oldest sister, Karen, on Wonder Years.
Mm.
Guy Fieri is 57.
Yes.
Celebrity chef and host and just an all-around, I think, fun personality.
His story is interesting with how his look came about to be, because it's a look specifically for, you know, his shows.
I think he's actually a very good example of not judging a book by its cover. When I was living out in California, my buddy Will, the comedian, loves cooking shows more than anything else. So we just sat there, and that's all that was on half the time, is, you know, Chopped and all those shows. And Guy Fieri had, I think, two different shows, the one that he normally did, and then I think he did like some supermarket show or something. But I would see this guy, and he was charismatic. He was very natural on the mic and everything, and I was like, okay. But looking at him, I'm like, all right, that ain't my kind of guy. I saw an interview with him years later, and where he was talking about how his look, as you were saying, Melissa, wasn't really his design. It was something that they threw together in his first episode. He goes out there in it, and then he kind of gets known for it. It's a little like the band Korn not wanting to be called Korn, but they didn't have a better name, so they just said it for fun, and then they get stuck with it. Same thing happened to Hootie and the Blowfish. They didn't want to go by the name Hootie and the Blowfish, but they needed the name, and that boom, they just came up with one at the last second. Which, as a side note, how are you a band and you don't think about a name? Like, how do you get that far in the process?
You're too focused on the music, James.
That shows how little I understand of music. But Guy Fieri is actually one of these guys that his personality on camera and who he is in real life are starting to merge a little bit more, where you're actually seeing more of him and not just this personality, which I think is really cool.
And it's a good, you know, example of the progression that people who are to be able to get in that position, to get in that spotlight, they can't just be themselves, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Yeah.
But now that he has gained the fame that he has, he is able to, you know, just be himself, which is good. Yeah. Did you know that his real name is Guy Ramsay Ferry?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, wow. Well, that'd have been weird if he'd have gone by that with Gordon Ramsay out there.
Exactly.
Probably, it's like
he had to go with something else. And Guy Fieri is such a, I don't know, I think it's a good name for him.
I want to say David Bowie's real name is David Jones or Davy Jones or something like that. And he couldn't, of course, couldn't go by that because of the other David Jones.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is 60 today. DJ, of course, along with Will Smith, bringing us a lot of 80s and 90s hits. Summertime, Parents Don't Understand. One of the greatest actresses I've ever seen, Diane Lane, is 60 today.
Wow.
Now, Diane Lane, you might not remember, she's only done a couple of films like Unfaithful, The Perfect Storm, Rumblefish, The Outsiders, Judge Dredd, Man of Steel, Batman vs Superman, Justice League, Highlander. She is just all over the place. An incredible career.
Yes. And certainly, I mean, her arc is interesting now to look at, because she was just kind of pigeonholed into a lot of rom-coms early on.
Yeah.
Because she does do that very well, but she is far more of an actress than just to be pigeonholed into one type of show.
Speaking of getting pigeonholed, Linda Blair is 66 today, the star of The Exorcist, and just one of the better examples we have in the acting community of getting labeled and not getting a chance to ever do anything else, really. She worked her tail off in that movie. That movie is nowhere. There is no other actress that plays that role as good as her and gives what she does to that performance. And what she got for it was, we're not going to use you anymore. Maybe if we do a second Exorcist movie, we'll use you. When you're it's this weird thing of acting where you could be so good at something and then you get stuck. That's all you're going to get a chance to do. It's a shame because she's a good actress.
And she was also injured because of what was asked of her in that role.
Yeah. Ted Gentry is 73 today, one of the great harmonizers from Alabama. One of the best things to happen over at Wiz Country 105.5 doing the Sunrise Show is getting the chance to listen to some music that I didn't grow up with and I didn't get a chance to listen to very much. But even I knew who Alabama was.
Oh yeah,
Oak Ridge Boys, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, growing up when we did, you heard these bands, and but I understood that Alabama was big and knew that they were good musicians and everything. Had a couple songs I didn't mind. Being over there and really getting a chance to sit there in the studio, listen to this music more, the mm-hmm. harmonies.
Yes.
Whether you like their music or not, just take a step. It's the same thing with like the Allman Brothers. You don't mm-hmm. have to like their music, but take a step back and listen to those harmonies. You are not going to hear much more like chemistry like that very often.
There's a lot more musicality in country music, classic country music, mm-hmm. than it, I think, is given credit for today because mm-hmm. of how pop country has kind of yeah. taken over, you know, the top 40 hits.
Yeah, I'm going to be real, and I've been honest with everybody about this one. I'm not a bro country guy. I don't get it. I don't, you know, it sounds like pop music. It just sounds like pop music to me.
And I would say a majority of our WIRI listeners would agree with you, James.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Emphatically.
Mm-hmm. One of the more unique voices any of us have heard, Steve Perry, is 76 today. Original Journey singer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I don't know all of Steve Perry's song, you know, playlist, but if I hear one of his songs, I'm going to know it's him.
Yeah.
you know that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique voice. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us. John Hurt, one of the greatest, born in 1940. The wand maker in the Harry Potter movies. He was the voice of the dragon in Merlin and the elephant. Mm-hmm. He was John Merrick in the Elephant Man, maybe his greatest work. A lot of people remember him from Alien because he had the alien pop out of his chest and all that stuff. But you really want to see acting at its finest. The Elephant Man is one of those movies, and John Hurt is a major part of it.
And he's I don't know, for me, being, you know, the seeing him in his older years of acting specifically, he takes Craigie to an appreciable level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wish women could also enjoy having that distinction.
Yes, 100%, yes.
Because we're human and we age, and that's what happens. We have skin.
Yeah, and you know what? 30-year-old actresses are just as good as 20 and 40-year-old actresses. Like, I mean, it's insane that in 2025 we're still talking and dealing with this. But thankfully, there's good work being done. There's a lot more opportunities being created, but that still, there is work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite singers of all time, Michael Hutchinson, was born on this day in 1960, passed away way too young in 97. In excess lead singer and songwriter. My youth is not the same without In Excess. I don't care if it's cool, if that sounds funny or not. I love that band. It was a great band.
No, they're great. I enjoy them as well.
And he shares a birthday with Sam Cooke, born on this day in 1931, one of the most soulful singers you'll ever hear. You Send Me, Chain Gang, Twistin' the Night Away, Another Saturday Night. But I love Cupid, especially this time of year. I am sorry, but what is left of my romantic heart loves the song Cupid, always will. It's a good song. It's a good song. Sam Cooke, the rhythms of how just every word, it felt like he made rhythmic.
Mm.
I don't know many soul singers that could do a lot of what he did there. Quite a singer. Quite a singer.
And quite the compendium of songs, too.
Yeah. He's got, especially, all things said, kind of a short career. Short life, short career, and still with many hits.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, wishing happy birthday to our friend Joel Goodness.
Happy birthday, Joel.
Enjoy the day, sir. And we wish you a good one as well to John Hillstead, our qualifier today.
Happy birthday and congratulations.
Enjoy your day. Stick around, everybody. Melissa and I got our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up.
Wicked Awesome.
Our friends from Quality Plus Printing. It's coming up right here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Going to
be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that one. That should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
But got an interesting one here. It is National Hot Sauce Day today.
Okay.
All enjoy your favorite hot sauces. And what is your favorite hot sauce wherever you might be listening to us? Instacart released a big report that looked at which states use the most hot sauce per capita based on last year's sales. And New Mexico topped the list with 31.9 ounces per customer. followed by Alaska and Colorado.
How many ounces?
31.9.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's several cups.
Yeah. Especially when you look at, like, in fourth place is Alabama at 16.
That's almost four cups, James.
That's a lot. They also looked at each state's favorite hot sauce brand. Taking a look at this list, Frank's Red Hot is the top in the Northeast and the Midwest and a bunch of other states across the U.S., number one in 28 states overall.
That kind of surprises me.
Me too. Yeah. Burnham's Hot Sauce is a popular pick at Aldi's. Basically, Frank's kind of a lower brand, cheaper
like
brand.
Like a generic brand?
Yeah, like more of a generic brand.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either, to be honest. That one tops the list in Florida, Alabama, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, South Dakota, and Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I haven't even heard of it. So, yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
Okay. Well, I'm not a big hot sauce user,
Yeah. Louisiana's brand hot sauce has five states: Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That would be weird if it wasn't.
It would be very weird, yeah. Chuola. I'm not sure about that one. Four states: Utah, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana.
All right. Okay.
And Texas Pete's. Three states, Virginia and both of the Carolinas. Now, despite the name, it's actually been made in North Carolina since 1929. that's kind of funny. Three different sauces got one state each. Tabasco got Hawaii.
I was going to say, how is Tabasco not on that list? It's on every restaurant table. Not every, but that's the one you see on most restaurant, like, tables.
You know what, Melissa? I feel pretty confident saying you're right. Every single restaurant in the world has Tabasco. I mean, it feels like it, at least.
A little jar of Tabasco sauce on the table.
I don't know that I've been in one that doesn't. I mean, or maybe I just assumed that that's what it is. I don't know.
Huh.
It does seem like one of the more
popular. And only one state.
Yeah. 505 Southwestern in New Mexico. That's another big one.
Okay. Mm. Also one I haven't heard of.
And Tapatio in California. Tapatio. That one I've tried, but I don't remember much of. I'm not a big hot sauce guy like you, but I do like it from time to time. What do you like hot?
If I have to use a hot sauce, I like sriracha.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, good stuff.
I think it has more flavor than other hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds more than just heat.
Yeah.
For me.
That's exactly what I'm looking for, although I wouldn't have been able to figure it out or word it. I appreciate you putting it that way. Looking for some flavor, not just burn my taste buds off.
Right. The other one I like to use is like a garlic chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because it adds heat and flavor.
Right on. Now, there's the hot ones, the interview show is
Hot Wings or Hot, I don't know exactly what it's called, but I like to watch those every now and then. When it's a celebrity I enjoy, like Jennifer Lawrence, one is classic.
That was a good one. I watched the Conan one, that was good.
Okay,
I love when they're answering these questions and then in the middle of it, they're just so angry at the guest.
Right. Is it Melissa McCarthy? Hers was good too.
Yeah. I real quickly before we go to our friend here, Phil, would you do that if you were asked to be on that show?
Oh, man, I don't tolerate hot real well, so it would be a train wreck if I went on that show. I don't think anybody would want to see it.
I just got recent new representation a couple of weeks back, and Wendy, my new agent, a wonderful human being, and she asked me all these wild questions because for her opinion, she has to be able to know if she's getting sees something across the wire or she gets a call and hey, do you have anybody interested in this role? Seconds are ticking, and, mm-hmm. and she needs to know if this client or this client or this client will be interested. So she's asking me all these weird questions, and she brought
range
that up.
Of things you're willing to do.
Yeah, and she brought it up the other day, and immediately I was like, well, yes, but I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I don't like hot stuff. I don't think I'd be very good on the show, but there's something
but
in
you're
me.
Not gonna say no.
I couldn't imagine being like, you know what, nah. It just seems like it at the same, regardless of anything, I think it would be fun, and mm-hmm. I like the idea of doing more. I think it's a fun idea,
and there are things to draw the line on Would you recover from being on that show? Probably.
I don't know if my internal organs would, but I feel like I would. I feel like overall. We are joined every Wednesday by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting our words out here in Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Phil, how are you doing this morning?
Doing really well. How about you guys?
Doing pretty good. Warmer today.
Yes. Yeah,
slightly.
We're enjoying that part.
I have a daughter. I'd love to go in there.
On the hot ones,
yeah. That's awesome.
She's down in Texas in the Army right now, but there's nothing she doesn't put hot sauce on.
Oh, wow. Phil, well, good for her.
Yeah, is that something that you're into, Phil? Do you like hot stuff?
You know, I don't think I can stand the really, really stuff that she goes after, but I don't mind having a little kick in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
A little goes a long ways.
Kick me down and,
yes.
You know, shrivel in pain or anything, but, you know, that little bite down there, I like that, yeah.
Phil, what are you guys up to over at Quality Plus? What kind of work you have going on?
Well, again, we've been doing a lot of work for the schools again because they're fired back up after Christmas break, so that comes to us. And, boy, I was trying to think of some of the other ones. We work a lot with local veterinarians, so we have some orders come in from a couple different veterinarians yesterday that we do work with. Paul Gross Jewelers, another great customer of ours, ordered envelopes. We print a lot of envelopes for local companies and agencies and schools, so that's another little avenue of our business. I don't know if everybody knows, but
nice.
Yeah, so staying busy.
That's really cool, and I don't know if the audience has caught this or not, but almost every time Phil joins us, you're talking about not just a different business, but a different industry that you're working with, Phil. And I note that, and I hope the audience does too. If you're a business out there, or a school, or a nonprofit, and you're not sure, would we work well with Quality? Yes, you will. Yes, I can answer that for you right now. Yes, you will. There's really such a wide range of things that you guys offer over there, and I love the idea, just similar to what I was talking about with interviewing and accepting a challenge. You guys love to accept a challenge. You know, if you, well, can you put it on the, can you put this on a shirt, or can you do this? You guys are going to talk it out and see if you can.
Oh, yeah. 99% of the time we can figure it out. I just have a, proud to have a great team here that's very creative and also very, you know, customer centric. It's just fun to watch, just for me to sit back and listen sometimes to the interactions going on when people come in here asking us to do different projects. I mean, we have someone that wrote a book that came in here and wants to help us, you know, get materials to promote it, postcards that they're going to send out, and, you know, and letterheads and things like that to promote her new book that she's going to put out. And that's just a neat thing, and you get to hear about it, you know, and get the story awesome. Behind it. And not only is it good for business, but it's just good for the soul to hear all these people, our local people, doing some really neat things.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, yeah. Phil, also wanted to mention, of course, a subsidiary, another part of Quality Plus Printing, is WAM Incorporated, and they were recently named our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber's Business of the Month. Congrats on that. One of the cool things that we're doing, you guys are doing over there, Phil, is doing this, it's not swear words, but what is your go-to word, you know, when you can't say a swear word? Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty fun. We just started that. We're just trying to get the word out on that, too, and then... Yeah, this is a swear shirt. So on the front, we have a little logo, but on the back, we put what creative words you say not to say a swear word. And we've been getting some fun ones in. So, bring it on. Come on over and we'll help them.
It's a great idea, Phil. It's a really good idea. I appreciate mine. Mine on the back says what, which is my favorite go-to. It works very well. And encourage you to get what, everybody. And I have to say, incredibly comfortable. Very comfortable shirt. That's a really nice added bonus of it, Phil. I wasn't even thinking about that until I put it on.
Yeah, you know, we're learning. We're new to this, but it's been growing fantastically. Yeah, we try to cover a couple different materials to find the ones that we think we're starting to like more and more, and that was one of them. So thanks for that feedback. Nice. I really enjoy it. I just got a picture come over my email while we're talking to Emmanuel Lutheran Cougars. We did their basketball jerseys. Mm. And when I say we, I give a lot of credit to Heather for doing them mostly. But anyway, she just sent us a picture of the team with the jerseys on, and they look awesome. Nice. So,
that is really happy. Cool.
Especially the younger ones like that, and they look great.
Very cool to hear, and cool to hear about you doing jerseys. That's awesome. That's very cool.
To the box next. We're pretty close.
Right on, right on. Phil, we have made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So, you know, I guess I went with this because I had enough of the vitriol over the last few days, and just the craziness and the So I went with a little bit of a more fun word, and I'm going to use the word hijinks.
Oh, I love that word. Yes. Oh, one of my, I don't know if it's one of my favorites, but certainly one of the words that I have encompassed most of my life. That is a good one.
Right. Me too. H-I-J-I-N-K-S, and it means to have a little boisterous, according to this definition, boisterous fun. So I think we could all use that and then take a step back and hopefully create some smiles today and do some hijinks.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if that's the way my mom and dad would have defined it, but they definitely used that word with me quite a bit growing up. That's a great word, Phil. It's a fun one to say too. I love that. I love when you choose one. It's a good one.
It can mean that you're getting yourself in trouble, but not serious trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Mischief.
That's the difference there. So yeah, so have a little hijinks today. Just, you know, don't get anybody hurt or anything, but. Let's have a little frivolity here and
see if we can make some smiles.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really good. And that's a great word, Phil. We appreciate that. Appreciate talking with you. Looking forward to having you in studio again real soon and talking more with you next week, Phil.
Sounds good, James. Hey, take care. You guys have a great day.
You too, Phil. One of our favorites. We get to talk Phil Hartley every Wednesday right here in our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday spot. And thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, not only getting your words out here in Rapids, but being a major sponsor of things like Playmakers and working with us on other projects. We appreciate our friends over there. Buy local, support local. Support our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-7440. It's 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on social media. Their Facebook page is fantastic.
They are a great follow.
We will be back with more. Melissa and I are going to come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the ATV, UTV ordinance that you covered last night, Melissa.
Yes.
And we also have a great one about, Vietnam possibly doing something interesting that I'm curious how Americans would feel. Doing something about bad drivers. We're going to get into that one, too. It's all coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some entertainment news for you. We'll get into some fun there. We got America's favorite TV shows of 2024 we'll be touching on. We have America's most, in the world's most trusted profession as well we will be getting into. But we have a lot to talk about, but let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Well, you know, you guys are. I wanted to catch you guys before you got on a different topic. You guys want to fill right away on the hot ones or the hot wings. The talk. I would do it. We've talked about it as a group of ordering because they do have a website where you can get their sauces, and we've talked about doing it ourselves. I'm doing the hot wing challenge.
Oh, I like that. You've thought this through. You train for it, kind of. You try out the sauces firsthand. I like that.
But, you know, and the one thing that, because I know this has probably got at least maybe 15 years since the last, maybe not as long, that Sherwood Lodge down in Rome, they actually had some wings down there that were hot.
Yeah,
and as long as you could keep them off your lips.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I was a pansy, and I got a fork out and, you know, peeled it off with a fork, trying to avoid to put the sauce on your lips. But were hot.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-mm. No, my papa loved that place. That's a great place. Shout out to the Sherwood Lodge. That's a great place.
Okay, but Kevin, if you do this, I ask that you record it, like video record because I want to watch it.
Okay, that's a plan. I mean, certainly. We've talked about it for a while now. We just haven't had the oomph to do it, but I think it's getting closer. And,
okay, good.
For the audience that isn't aware, Kevin joins us sometimes on Midday Magazine to talk scouting. Really do appreciate you joining us and the work that you and your team do for our kids and covering scouting and bringing life to that around here so much. Our next interview, we will be doing this way, Kevin.
With hot wings. Oh, boy.
Actually, if you want to do it that way, I'll bring the wings in for you, James, and we'll do it.
We are looking forward to that, man. And thank you so much for joining us, Kev. Safe travels out there.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Best listeners of radio. Telling
Absolutely.
You. Best listeners of radio. Take them above anybody else. We also have the best reporting in Central Wisconsin, and a lead part of that is the work that Melissa Kay does. I cannot express to you all how much she works behind the scenes for you guys and to get good information, trusted sources and information for you. And Melissa was hard at work last night updating us on the ATV UTV ordinance a little behind the scenes so that she could cover it, of course, on the scenes. I don't know how else to put that. Melissa, I wanted to back away from the mic here a little bit. Could you catch us up for those who might not have heard your great news break on this subject?
Well, first, a huge shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media for making these meetings accessible to people. You can watch them live on the City of Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page when the meetings are happening, so you don't actually have to go, you know, to City Hall to be able to, and you can watch them after the fact as well. But this was a long Common Council meeting, and they spent a solid over an hour talking just specifically about this ATV-UTV ordinance because it is a big deal to the voters. The voters voted down the initial ordinance that complied to state regulations, which allowed 12 to 15-year-old drivers to drive on trails. And if the city were to pass an ordinance that was proposed on the November 5th ballot, it would have allowed unlicensed drivers on city roads and Alderperson Palmquist, Madeline Palmquist, is saying that is what voters voted against.
Yeah.
And so the Common Council is trying to look at another ordinance that that aligns more with what voters are telling council people that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what the Common Council is attempting to do. They're getting a lot of feedback, both positive and negative, from people. And some council people believe that it's too soon to bring it up again. People just voted it down a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is also the argument, too, that this is an opportunity for economic development in our area. Wisconsin Rapids is a bit of an island right now, being that all of the county roads are open in Wood County, and also, you know, there's trails in Marathon County, there's trails in Portage County, and there is the concern from city officials that Wisconsin Rapids is missing out mm-hmm. on the ability to cash in, so to speak, on this economic development opportunity.
It's it reminds me a bit of Wisconsin being the island state that doesn't have some form of legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
And how that affects our ag industry and affects our tourism, affects our economy and all these things. It this whole thing that's been going on has been reminiscent to me of that. They're two very different subjects while
yes.
also not being very different. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And with both topics, regardless of where you fall on these things, I hope that people could take a beat, take a step back, one, take a breath and act like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Two, have some appreciation of our board members. How many of you are willing to be on a board? How many people are doing this? We need to be thankful for this. And be thankful that you live in a county and an area that is not just going to jump and do whatever it's told. They're going to do their homework on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that needs to be thought through. This is something that needs to be talked out. And it needs to be, the details of this ordinance need to be perfect. They need to be right. The state is, Mayor Matt is right about this. The state is watching. And even an ordinance is not going to get passed, wouldn't even go through if it isn't right. They got to get
this
right.
And the pressure from the state, if you think about the last decade of you know, how our tourism industry in this state has been affected by our lack of snow. Snowmobiling is huge mm-hmm. industry, tourism industry in the state, and they have been suffering. They've had multiple bad years in a row. They just had to cancel the Arpinex Vintage Snowcross race that's supposed to happen the first weekend of February because we don't have the snow. You know, and that's the second year in a row that's been canceled.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and so we need to find other avenues to and sorry, I just the way that things are going, I don't know if the snow is coming back.
I was just going to end this all trying to make a joke that we ought to do. We got to get this passed before we lose even having any ability to have ATVs and everything. And in all seriousness, your point is, I think, one of the strongest here. There's nothing stronger than human life and valuing that and making sure that we are keeping the roads safe. But I think that everybody can concede that this is a matter of time thing, that it's just a matter of time that this probably does get passed. They just got to get the wording of this right.
And it's not only the wording, it's also trying to take into account everything that the citizens are saying. Yeah. So do not hesitate to reach out to your old persons and express your opinion and your views. I just urge you to also please try to be respectful. They are doing the job, and they're trying to do the job for the people who voted them into office on both sides of this issue.
Yeah, I mean, being blunt, and I've talked about this a lot, if you're going to act like a child, you're going to get the respect of a kid. You're going to get treated that way. Mm-hmm. And nobody, not saying we shouldn't listen, we should be listening to kids more. But as an adult, you just, in this setting, you're not going to hear it. And you just sound like a dog barking. If you want to be heard, if you really do care and are passionate about what you have to say, treat people like an adult. You're going to get mm-hmm. heard. You're going to actually be heard.
And the older persons appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, it's their job. They want to hear from you. We got Lance Palumbo coming in just a little bit here. And I guarantee you that, not to speak for Lance, but I know he has said many times he wants to hear from you also.
And he was at the meeting last night and spoke up about this as well.
Hmm. We'll be talking about that later. We'll be talking to you more coming up.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM.